You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's Friday, September 5th, episode 3769, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have a fun show planned for you today. We're going to meet one of our auditors named Tessa from Scotland, who just rode in one of Scotland's toughest courses. And she did it on a pony, a really cute pony. And then we meet Sydney. Sydney, you're going to meet Sydney. You're going to love Sydney. She's made a name for herself doing some unique videos about horses. She's an eventer, and we're going to chat with her. Jamie found her, and I think you're very excited about this one, actually.
I love her.
And we're going to do some really bad ads, a giveaway, a prize. And in the auditor post show, I'm going to do the monthly auditor update. Jamie has to cut out. She's going to a retirement party for one of Chad's flight friends. So
yes, hopping on a plane heading to Arizona.
Where it's 125 degrees in the shade.
Oh my God. Chad's like, I was just there 4 days ago. He flew in and he said it was 110. I'm like, oh.
It'll remind you of the old days, Jamie.
Okay. I forgot. I'm like, I don't even have clothes for that at all. Like,
In the auditor post show, I'm going to give you guys an update on what's going on with the network and Ashley, and you know, because she took over last month, and kind of give you a little bit of an update on Horses in the Morning and what's happening here. So it's like we do every month. So we'll do that in.
Am I fired? Have I been fired?
No, you're still around. I'll keep you.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep you around a little while. Well, I'm not the boss anymore, so I'm not even the one to fire you anymore.
Maybe
so.
I am fired. Who yeah, knows?
We both might
we'll
be.
Find
I don't
out.
Know. We'll find out. All right, let's do some daily winnies. Two birthdays, one auditor, Aaron Grogan. Happy birthday to Aaron. And then also my old friend Samantha Clark of the Weg Shows. You just heard her a couple weeks ago. We did a special with her, getting all caught up. So if you missed that, take a look back in the lineup and you'll find Samantha there. It was so much fun to, it's always fun to talk to Samantha. We're going to have an accent on a little later. She has a very similar accent. So it was nice to catch up with her. And now it's your turn. By the way, I may sound like I'm talking a little fast. I've been having this asthma issues, and yesterday I finished 10 days of steroids, and let me tell you, it ain't worn off yet.
You're all roided up.
I am.
So I talked to you guys a little bit on Wednesday about the fact that no good deed goes unpunished. I brought a shelter dog home to do a staycation, a 36-hour kind of meet and greet, and kind of you run him through some tests and you kind of see what their personality is like, and then you bring him back and you fill out a bunch of forms, and that helps with them getting adopted. And in turn, my dogs all got kennel cough because this dog, who was vaccinated after I called the shelter, shared it. I was like, well, it might be vaccinated, but it's a carrier, so you might want to be aware, because now all my dogs have kennel cough. So then I had to go to the veterinarian and pick up medication. Oh my gosh. So I get the medication. I come home. Now, mind you, again, we talked about how I'm leaving town. I had to do a spreadsheet, Glenn. A spreadsheet between the cancer vitamins for Homer and these 900 pills a day. So I wanted to give my daily Winnie to Ginger, because I had to go to her house last night and sit down with a piece of paper. And it's like timed.
If Ginger gets sick of you, you're screwed.
Oh, my God. I'm toast. I am toast. It's crazy. I can't believe. And so I'm like, hi. So we also have these two border horses here. And by the way, this one has to eat at 8 o'clock and this one has to eat at 5 p.m. And this dog needs this, three of these pills at this time and then two of these pills at this time. And oh my God, I'm only be on like 2 days. I'm like, I will have to give you a, I don't know, a brand new car after this.
You get a car. You get a car.
Everybody gets a car. Yeah, I feel really bad. So I just want to get my daily winning ginger.
God, that woman should be sainted. She really should.
Oh, bless her. Bless her. And also, I have a chicken that needs to be euthanized, and she's going to handle it for me while I'm gone.
Yeah, she's a little tougher that way than you are.
There's a reason I call her husband number two, because when husband number one ain't around or it comes to euthanizing chickens, I call Ginger.
I haven't asked you, speaking of cars, are you even going to have a farm, or what's up with the turnpike that's supposed to go through your house?
Okay, well, here's the thing. So
maybe I shouldn't have asked on a Friday.
Yeah, no, I kind of. I've been really getting, I'm going to preempt this by telling you I've been really excited because I've got some quotes on a covered round pen. Okay. And
like kind of like Monty's covered round pen.
Oh God, no. No.
Much simpler than Robin.
It's almost like a pavilion over a round pen, okay? That won't blow away.
It'll have a roof.
It's going to have a roof. Covered rubs. I've been working with this guy, and just yesterday, he was like, okay, you have to pay this deposit, and then, because my clinics will pay for this if I manage everything correctly, and then I could have more clinics a year. And so I was really excited. I'm going to have a clinic with like 6-7 this October, and then it will move. I'm like, okay, then that's my down payment for the round pin and whatever. So I get the plans yesterday. They're like, okay, you have to pay a deposit for the work order, and then we will give you the plans, which I have to then take to the permit office in Norman. I've been told that they will not give you a permit at this point if they know the turnpike is slated to go to your house. So they probably already know, because government is crooked and it's the worst. Anyway, so I call these people and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to get the plans and I have to pay. Like, I mean, they're expensive, right? And then you have to pay deposit on them. They were like, if you don't get the permit, we give you your deposit on the building back.
Oh, well, good. So, okay. But not the plans, right? You still have to pay for those.
Then they're like, but then you get to keep the plans and you can do whatever you want. Okay, fine, whatever. So I get an email from them, and I go upstairs and I'm like, Chad, look, okay, here's the thing. I got to pay this deposit. And he's like, you didn't get the text I sent you, did you?
Uh-oh.
I was like, what does that mean? So the South Extension Alignment announcement date has been set for September 23rd.
So the actual route?
So what has, I mean, and again, this is so unnecessary. This is bulldozing people's farms and homes. My across the street neighbor has lived in his home for 3 generations. Okay. Like, we're talking, they're bulldozing through the agricultural part of the city. Like, it's ridiculous. And I hear people talk and it's like, I want to firebomb their car. Now that I've said it on here, I know it's probably a bad idea. You should cut that out, so I'm not implicated in the future when these cars get firebombed. But anyway, the Oklahoma Turnpike, they have like a, from the freeway, and then they're going east, and then they want to go down and reconnect with the freeway. So they go all around Norman, the booming metropolis of Norman, Oklahoma.
Is it going to be final? Are they going to give you the route then that day?
That's what they said.
So you'll know that day if it's coming through your freaking house?
Well, they're supposed to, but I mean, we're in a lawsuit anyway, because they haven't done anything that they're supposed to do when they're doing all of this. I mean, there's all the studies, all the things.
But Oklahoma doesn't care about environmental impact, so I'm sure that's not one of them.
that's one of the studies that they haven't done, and that's where we're in the lawsuit, and it's a whole big mess. But yes, so I finally get my round pin, covered round pin, booked, and I'm like, oh, never mind. So then I have to call the guy back, and I'm like, hey, can we wait till after September 23rd? Because I certainly don't want to pay a deposit for something that is going to not be built, not because I didn't get a permit, because
I am sure after all the money you spent building that place from scratch, they will pay you double to buy your property to put the
generous government agencies. They're
I'm
just
sure
like
the buyout will be more than fair, Jamie.
That makes me sick to my stomach.
This
so,
whole thing
like,
makes me sick to my stomach. I don't need to live there. It's like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
I know it's just as painfully stressful as it can be. Like you spend like this is like our forever farm, you know.
So do you know? Okay, let's worst case, they're going to come through your road, right? Do you have a time frame? Is it 5 years from now? 10 years from now? Is it next year? What
we'll find out September 23rd or whatever.
Have you guys talked about a plan B at all?
Yeah. I mean, you have to figure out like what will we do. And I was like,
would you buy land and start from scratch, or would you try and find a farm where you didn't have to build a house and do all that?
Well,
crap
first
again?
Of all, F Oklahoma. If you're going to bulldoze my house, I'm out of here. Yeah. And so then it's like, well, where in the world would we want to live? And I was like, I don't know. We got to live somewhere near an American Airlines base, you know? Yeah. So do we move to Texas? Do we go
where it's even hotter?
Yeah, I mean,
and tornadoes.
I don't know. I think I'll just move to Monty's and he can commute out of LA.
All right. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I really am. That just sucks. The whole thing just sucks.
It's just all the worst.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You can cut all this out.
It's no, I don't, we all want to know. We all own farms. There's a chance this happens to any of us. They were talking about doing it out through our neighborhood to put in an extension for a hurricane route, you know, and it was
really?
Literally ugh. Our neighborhood, same as you. Now they've moved it a little. It would be a couple miles away the way they moved it. And now it's just hung up in government, but it sounds like yours is pretty much pushing it through. So,
well, even if it gets hung up, you know, the problem is like you're still. You don't want to spend any extra money on your place or like do anything substantial because like, what's the point? You know,
plus your value of your property is zero to sell it.
And you know, best case is they build a turnpike next door. And then I have to live with a turnpike next door, and you can cut this out because I'm going to tell you, Glenn, what I'm going to do is I am going to get roofing nails and I am going to litter the turnpike until nobody wants to drive on it anymore.
And on that note, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products.
Is your horse showing signs of metabolic dysregulation, weight gain, unhealthy insulin levels that can lead to unsoundness, issues with the structural integrity of the lamina of the horse? Well, insulin-wise has been research proven to support a decrease in insulin dysregulation. A synergistic blend of polyphenols and amino acids, insulin-wise helps maintain normal metabolic function and healthy insulin levels, support a healthy body weight and normal fat distribution, and sustain normal structural integrity of the lamina of the hoof. To see if insulin-wise available through veterinarians is right for your horse, speak to your vet, visit kppusa.com. Now, I think, Glenn, I would like to have normal metabolic function and fat distribution.
Yeah. You gonna order some from your vet?
kppusa.com. I'm going there right now.
Things that still scare me about horses, even though I ride multiple horses like 6 days a week. I think it's scary their teeth keep growing. And I'm tired of pretending like that's normal and fine for us to have to pay to file down their ever-growing teeth. It scares me a lot when a horse shakes like a dog when you're sitting on their back. And you're just like, wah! Like a baby shoe in a washing machine. The concept of sheath cleaning is deeply unsettling and scary in a lot of ways. Probably for the horse, too, I haven't asked. When they slip around on concrete, usually because they're acting stupid, and they're just like, it's like the world is made of banana peels, and that awful noise that horseshoes make on concrete, and you just got this 1,000-pound animal flailing around. that's scary. I don't like that.
Well, that video alone made me want to find this young woman and be her best friend, because I identify with every single thing that she said. Sydney Steverson, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Oh my gosh. I've watched so many videos. It's like weird talking to you because I'm hearing your voice and like we're having a conversation. It's crazy because you start watching videos of people and the conversation, it's one so one-sided. So first of all, where in the world are you? I've always wondered.
Oh, right now I'm in Virginia, but okay. That often changes.
Yeah. So, watching your videos, I'm pretty sure, and let's just get this out of the way, that we would be best friends if you lived here in Oklahoma, because I identify with so many things that you say, including everything in that Things That Scare Me video. So I guess let's get into, how did you start making these videos? Like, what inspired you?
So I used to live in Chicago, and I had an hour drive to the barn and back. And so I had a lot of time
in Chicago traffic. Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. It was awful. It was the worst. So I had a lot of time with my thoughts and I would just come up with ideas, and I had downloaded TikTok and I thought, you know, why not? No one else is doing niche horse comedy. Why not I?
Have you always been a comedian?
Own mind? Well, yes. No, in my own mind, no, absolutely. Since birth, I've been the funniest person I've known. But no, not officially.
Yeah. In my head, I'm the funniest person I know. So cool. Yeah, I get it.
Perfect.
So let's see. You're an inventor. And
yes.
You live in Virginia, which it makes mm-hmm. sense because you do a lot of helmet cam videos with mm-hmm. your big horse. Tell us about Superman.
Oh, so Superman's the best. He just turned 16. He's actually a half Holsteiner, half Connemara. He's actually half pony, even though he's about 17 too. And he is my best friend. He is such a wonderful creature. Before I got him, he was doing prelim for 7 years. So he's been there, done that. He's an absolute cross-country machine, and he's taught me so much. And there's not a horse in the world that loves cross-country more than that horse does. You know, you put him in the start box, and he's so excited. You wouldn't have no idea he's 16. He acts like he's four. And I'm so lucky to get to ride just an absolute master like him.
That's amazing. So it's 6 years. How long have you had him?
I've had him just a little over a year. Yeah.
Wow. What a find. What a find. Yeah. That's amazing to find something that's a cross country machine that I guess somebody wanted, either was moving up and on or wanted to give him a break and send him to you. And what do you do in training with him?
Yeah, we just moved up to modified.
Scary.
Yes. We're hoping to do a 1-star at Terra Nova. In November. That's the big goal. The person that owned him previously, Andy Amato, had bred him. That barn that they're at, they do is Connemara, like, mixes. Like, they'll just take their Connemara stud to the biggest mare they can find. And it works out because they make these huge horses that are just as clever with their feet as Connemaras. So I cannot recommend them more highly enough. And her husband was just, you know, ready to move on to something else and thought, you know, let's give him a chance to teach somebody else the ropes. And I mean, it was incredibly lucky that I got this horse.
So Glenn, Superman was a husband horse. Did you hear that?
Yes. I noticed you have a husband. Is he actually a horse guy or?
No, he's not at all. He's a school teacher. He loves video games and board games, and he doesn't know anything about horses, but he is endlessly supportive of the fact that I travel the country, go from Florida to Virginia and all over to chase this dream. So, and, you know, he likes the horses. He'll go near them. He's ridden Superman, but, you know, he he's not out there like tearing it up on cross country.
Not doing 3 foot jumps. No.
I believe we trotted one time and he went, "That's too fast. I don't like that."
Yeah, me too. That I felt the same way. So.
Let's see, Sydney. I've been married 15 years and my husband at various points has shown interest in participating. At this point in our marriage, he won't even put a halter on one. No, he's done. Like, it's good. He'll fix a fence and he'll mow the pasture.
Bye, sweetie. I'm off to the golf course.
Yeah. Play golf.
The fence, that's great though. That's you need somebody to do that.
Oh yeah, he's the muscle around here. Thank God. Thank God he's no interest. We wouldn't have time.
Cindy, where does all your accounts are under? Say it for us.
Bookipsie.
What's that?
That's just the name I have for my little. That's a nickname for my little dog. Okay. His name's Bentley, but we call him Bookipsies. You know, like Pookipsies, like the place. Because I always thought that's the funniest name for a city. But that's just my nickname for him. And you know, early internet. This has been my internet name since I had a Tumblr.
Aged yourself there, girl.
Exactly. I know. I know. Yeah, we won't get into my Zanga.
I don't even remember that. You're older than me.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
I've been around since the dawn of time.
Are you from the 1900s like we are?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I am.
Cindy, you're also known for another thing. I got to bring it up because you write it in your Instagram. Big bald lady. I mean,
yes.
You're also known for that. You got no hair. So where did that come from?
It was COVID. And right before COVID, I dyed my hair blonde. And I was like, this is great. I'm going to upkeep this. And then immediately all the hair salons shut down. And I was like, and my hair started growing. My hair grows really fast. And I started rapidly looking very crazy. And I was like, my hair is in a helmet all the time. I'd always pretty much had short hair, you know, because my natural hair is very curly, very big. It's fairly pretty, but it's a lot of maintenance. And I'm like, my hair is always in a helmet and, you know, it's in a barn and there's hay and there's dust. I'll just shave it. And I shaved it.
Please tell me you use the horse clippers and you do it yourself.
I do it myself. I don't use the horse clippers. Okay. Don't use the horse clippers. I have my own clippers that I maintain, you know, very carefully. They mean a lot to me. But no, I do it myself, and I always, you know, sort of reenact like the V for Vendetta scene or the Les Mis scene, you know, like crying with my hair. You know, I'm always. Yeah, and like I did it, and I was like, oh, I'm free, you know, because being a black woman and having hair, it's a lot of maintenance and it's a lot of, you know, constant upkeep and keeping up with it. And I was like, oh, I don't
and
have to care at all anymore.
Helmet friendly. Like, I mean, no. I'm a white girl with long hair and my hair is annoying under a helmet. I can't imagine having curly hair.
I swear my helmet size like went down two sizes when I shaved my head.
How did your husband respond to you just like, hey, it's COVID, I'm shaving my head, bzz, gone? How did he like
it? He was in the bathroom to make sure I got the back. And he was just like, he's sort of accepted at this point that I'm just gonna do things, and you know, he can either be accepting of it or he can get out of the way.
I think all of us horse husbands have to, you all are weird, so we have to kind of accept that at some point. Either you're divorced, you know, it's one of the two.
And luckily I have a very round head and it worked out.
It really does. It does work for you.
It looks sort of adorable. So, you know, he was into it, luckily.
If he's not, oh well.
Too bad now.
Oh well.
Sydney's going to be wearing her
helmet. She's never home anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like.
So. Speaking of, do you do anything else besides these videos and live as a kept woman of a school teacher?
I'm trying to make the videos sort of more of an income. No, but I do, you know, freelance editing stuff from time to time, like academic papers, really boring. But yeah, mostly the horses. I mean, luckily they take up, you know, 110% of your time. So
what was your schooling? What was your schooling?
I went to Loyola University in Chicago.
For what?
And I got 2 degrees. I got a degree in statistics and I got a degree in religious studies.
Wow. That's a combination. Yeah. Neither one of them pays very well. Yeah, but
like... yeah, no, it's I haven't used either of them at all, ever. But, you know.
Your parents are so proud.
Yeah. But the degrees are real pretty. You can hang them on the wall and you're like, wow.
I got a question. Do you regret doing that?
Going to college? Yeah. No.
No?
Okay. No. It was really, I loved Loyola and I love learning. That was the best part, like going to class, learning new things. That was great. There's times good. I miss it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a certain ease to that life.
Exactly. Yeah. No, all I had to do was wake up and learn. And now I have to
do stuff. Adults.
Yeah, exactly. Pay bills, haul a trailer. Yeah. Nightmare.
Yeah, I think that people in college should realize how great it is to be in college, because once you get out, stuff gets real. You got to adult and grow up. And well, I'm excited that you're making these videos. They're so fantastic. I always love it when they come on, because like I said, I think all of us horse girls kind of identify with some of these. And I love how real you are when things don't quite go well. Tell us a little bit about your last cross country with Superman.
Oh yeah. So that was, oh gosh, that was last weekend. So that was our first move up to modified. It was at Seneca Valley, and it's a one day. Which are always hard. And I was walking the cross country course with my trainer, Janelle, and everyone was acting like, yeah, this is fine. This is like a good move up, Sydney. Like, this is going to be great. And I was like, I think you guys are crazy. I was like, this looks like the hardest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, guys, this is a preliminary. What are you talking about? And they're like, you're going to be fine. And I'm like, I texted my husband. I was like, make sure the will is updated, buddy. And so I was like, I just want to get home. Well, I don't even care if I get home in one piece. I want Superman to get home in one piece. So we get out there and Superman's just like, he's feeling great. He's, raring to go. We had just show jumped and we had done dressage and stuff, and the ground was hard and he is 16. And so about by jump 8, he was like, well, I'm a little tired. And I was like, I have terrible news for you. We are halfway done. And I think honestly, that's just what happened. He got tired and, we had one stop. We recovered really well from it. And we were going, and then we got to the water and he went, that's disgusting. No, thank you. I'd rather not. And then my goal was like, I just want to get him into the water. Got through the water and it was clear he was pretty done. He just bounced off the next fence and put my hand up and went home. And that's what happens.
The high five of shame, the air high five of shame. Yeah, I know what you mean. But like moving up to modified for a one day, Janelle.
Yeah, in retrospect,
bad call. Yeah.
I think it was. Because I trained with Sarah Klausenplick and Janelle is her. Her assistant trainer, and they were like, well, it's Superman, he'll be fine. And also I think they were just like, let's just see what happens, luckily nothing bad happened. Superman's too smart for that. He's not gonna take a jump he's not gonna make.
When do you do your modified? When's it coming up?
Do you have another one in the books, is what he's saying?
So we're doing another one because this one didn't go well. We're doing one at the end of September.
Could we get you back on after that and find out how it went?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
Well, it depends on how it goes.
Well, either way is good, because you know what? We all have the same problems, right? We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but I was so glad. I had really debated posting the GoPro footage of that, because it is, it is embarrassing.
No, you should. You should, because it's real, right?
Yeah.
Sydney, okay, I have this young thoroughbred who I got off the track when he was 3. And we did a cross-country clinic a couple weekends ago, and jumped one tiny little roll top just beautifully, and she's like, come around. And she's Irish, she's like, come around, do it again. And I came around and he just ate it, just laid down on it, just out of nowhere laid on this jump, and I had to pull him backwards. He pulled his shoe off and he was super dramatic, and she's like, come around again and ride better, and so I come up to it again, and he literally lays down on it again. I mean, and so I go up to this person, this coach that I'm riding with afterwards, and Mary Darcy, and she says, you know, he just doesn't get the point. So if I can expose myself like that on this podcast for Fair. 15 years, I think you can come on after your second modified and tell us how it goes.
That's fair.
There's 15 years of a collection of me embarrassing myself on this podcast. It's all good,
and she's
girl.
Become famous doing it. So, I mean, it might work for you, Sydney. You might be that girl.
Maybe. I hope not.
Hey, keep up the good work. You're going to hit a video that's going to put you to a million followers just like that. We just had Boopsy on. I don't know if you've seen Boopsy yet, but we just had Boopsy on. He has a million some followers. He's this horse dad.
Oh, right.
And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big beard out of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Not too far from Jamie. Mm-hmm. And one video took him like a half a million followers. So you got it. Keep going. All right.
Yeah, it's slow and steady. We're at 30,000 right now. So, you know.
Keep it up.
One day.
Thanks for joining us, Sydney. You've been fun. This has been a great.
You're awesome, girl. Talk to you soon. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
As horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care, right, Jamie?
No, what are you talking about?
Routine and unexpected expenses can add up quickly, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage those costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you that financial peace of mind you're looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval, to learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/vetmed. I am so excited to have our next guest on. It's an auditor of ours, and her name is Tessa, and she is from Scotland. Actually, she's from England originally, right?
Yeah, I'm from England, from Derby, but I live in Edinburgh now.
You live in Edinburgh, which is one of my favorite places because we absolutely loved Edinburgh. So now you posted something in the auditor room, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because you did an amazing ride there. But before we get into the amazing ride, you guys do amazing rides there. This is a fun country to ride in Scotland. But tell us about your pony.
So I've got a 13-hand or so Welsh Bee.
It's the cutest pony, Jamie. This is the cutest pony.
she's a riding school reject. So she was at my friend's riding school, and she basically she was there for 2 years on loan from her original owner. And she basically wasn't getting ridden very much because she's very fast, but quite small. So not many people could ride her. And my friend was like, okay, could you just have her? And so I had her on loan from her owner, and then I bought her a year after.
Now, was it always your idea to do long distance riding, or what was the idea?
Not really. I like eventing and jumping, but Ruby does not. So she likes to go fast for a very long time. So it was kind of, there's some hunt rides around and fun rides. We started off with that. And then we were like, well, we could do 20 kilometers, let's try 30. And if we could do 30, why not try 50?
Was it harder for you or her to do the long distances?
I'd say about equal, because the thing is that you do the work to get there, so you both get fit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you did one that you posted about, and you said it's probably the hardest course in Scotland. Tell us about it.
So this is Kirkton Manor, and it is in Peebles. It's about an hour south of Edinburgh. Up and down hills. You go around one hill of forestry with gravel, which is doable, and then you go up another one, which is one of these ones where you keep going up and up and up and up across moorland, and then you get to Dead Wife's Grave. That is the proper name of the place.
Sounds great. So let's get a summer home there.
And when you get to Dead Wife's Grave, you can start going down. But in total, it was about 1,500 meters of elevation that we did. But the Dead Wife's Grave is too much to do twice. So you do the first hill four times, and then the second hill once.
And it's what, 60 kilometers, right?
Yeah, 60 kilometers.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really, really cool, Glenn, is that remember back, I was in, I can see 2021, where I ask all the listeners, just email me and let me, I just want to get to know you and your horses. And I had all these people send me emails, and Tessa had sent me an email. And one of the things that she was talking about was how she got this pony, and it was like a reject from the riding school. And she's aiming at maybe doing some endurance, maybe up to 10 miles. Like I'm listening to you and I'm like, yes, girl, you did it.
That's and we can awesome. Go through Riversdown.
Amazing. That's right. She didn't like the water.
Do you do so those great. Rides? Remember we talked about them after we went to Scotland? With those country rides where you all get together. What are they called? Where there's like
common rides?
Yeah, the common rides. Do you do those?
So I don't do them on her because that would be very, very painful for my arms and for her mouth because she would just be gone.
Racing everybody else.
She would be racing everything and enjoy it way too much. I have done it on some other horses before. So generally most people hire horses because then you've got a horse's experience in doing it.
Remind everybody what a common ride is because it's unique to you guys. It really is.
So it's in the borders of Scotland. It's kind of to commemorate when we were at war all the time with the English, and they go patrol their borders around the town, and each of the towns send their principals, who basically are representatives of their town. So let's say Jedburgh, which is a town where my parents live, might send their representatives to the people's ride to show a kind of solidarity against the raiders from the south that might be coming
down with the raiders.
Yep.
Damn English.
So they start off at like lead rein level, of junior rides, all the way up to the biggest one is in Jedburgh, which I think is about probably 60 kilometers to itself, done at a gallop, but you have two horses for that one.
Wow. So, and this is a thing. I mean, there's like hundreds that go out for this, right? I mean,
oh yeah. And the Flodden one is like 500 horses.
Wow. Jamie, you should do that sometime. You should do a common. I could see you loving that actually.
I don't understand why Tessa hasn't invited me to come stay. Like I'm kind of irritated at this point.
Well,
all of this.
If you hadn't cancelled the Scotland trip.
Yeah, anyway.
That's my fault.
I would have taken you trekking. You could have seen Ruby.
I know. It's my darn husband. I'm coming without him.
I even said the Exmoor pony trekking is at a golf course.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, you just dump your husband for a week and let him go do whatever. I loved Scotland. I think Scotland was one of our favorite trips. Edinburgh, we loved Edinburgh too. I mean, it was a cool. I don't like cities, but I loved Edinburgh. You know, it's just a different place. It really is. So, well, congratulations on getting as far as you have. I did notice on this one you were one of two entries and the only finisher. So good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, that's first place in my book.
Exactly. I got best condition, but that's because I finished.
That's right. You were. Well, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about your interesting life over there. I know you have to get back to work and actually have a job and not get fired. So Tessa.
She's on a business call, Glenn. She's on a business call.
And thank you for being an auditor. We really appreciate it.
That's all right. Thanks for your shows.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when we read some ads sent to us by listeners, either from Facebook or Craigslist, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. We have some fun ones for you today. And we give away a product every month, and we're going to do that today.
Oh, it's Prize Day.
Yeah, it's Prize Day. The following products are provided by Horse Lovers with a Z.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you. Check them out at horseloverswithaz.com. We have the Abeta Zipper Bag with bottle holders worth $80. This is the durable polyester saddle bag featuring the zippered compartments and the bottle holders and exterior pockets and interior pockets. It's a very nice saddle bag.
It's a bougie saddle bag. It is. Let's be honest.
You could probably fit a six-pack in there, and we're going to find out who has the opportunity to do that. By the way, that's a common thing with the trail riders around here, is they have these saddlebags that carry six-packs.
I can't drink beer and ride because I have to pee all the time, and I would be having to get off and go pee all the time.
You and the bears in the woods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's find out who's going to win. You're going to pick a number, Jamie, between 1 and 176.
I'm going to go with number 9.
Oh, my God. I think this is Clark Barton is the winner. So, Clark, congratulations. Isn't he the – is Clark the one that – no, that was Matt that bought the fire truck.
Oh, Clark is in Florida. He's wonderful, yes. And he will definitely use this.
He will. He's a trail rider, I think. So, Clark, yeah, he's the one that helped me put in my kitchen. But did you see Matt's post in the auditor room? He said, in the marching toward death the other day, I said, you're marching toward death by a new car. He bought a fire truck, an old fire truck. So
I love it. Now, I would like to... I've been watching a lot of Dave Ramsey, and I would like you guys to know that you, before you march towards death, make sure that you do have some retirement set aside.
Okay, now you're sounding practical.
Whatever the hell you want.
Now you're sounding practical. You haven't watched too much Dave Ramsey.
I am watching too much. I'm in the baby steps, okay?
You're at the beginner program. You're at the baby novice.
I'm scratching. Yeah, I'm a beginner novice. I'm hoping to move up.
All right, let's hear from Claire. If you send your own in where you record them, you can do it right on our website. Just open the website, horseradionetwork.com, on your phone. There's a voicemail button. Hit the voicemail button, start talking, and it sends it to us magically. And that's what Claire did, and she recorded her own ad.
Hi, this is Claire from Ohio with a really bad ad. It's from Craigslist. It says, 2 paint fillies, 1 pony. And where most ads have 0 periods, this one is full of them. I'm going to say them because they're everywhere. 1-yearling, period. 1-2 YR old, period. Paint horse, period. Chestnut colored, period. Great horses, period. Sound, period. Have seen the farrier. Period. Pony is colt still. Period. Yearling. Period. Steam farrier. Period. Sound. Period. Then there's 2 pictures of a really, really fluffy looking dark bay little pony, but they aren't very good pictures. And then there's 1 picture of 3 horses looking over a wooden fence. None of them look paint. But it's hard to tell through the fence. That's it. Bye.
You know, most of our ads, they can't. It's one big long sentence. That was one word. One word. One word. One word sentence.
It was like a run-on haiku.
Yeah, it's true. It kind of was, actually.
Carla sent the next one in, and I feel like the same person who wrote the last ad wrote this one. Remember, you guys can find these ads on Facebook, but also Craigslist is a gold mine for really bad ads. And I don't know where this one came from, but here's the ad. 38-inch mini mare, period. Cannot drive, period. Hard to catch, period. Not papered, period. Not up to date on shots, period. No deposits, period. No holds, period. No delivery, period. Comes with Coggins, period.
This is how to sell it right here. That's really selling you on wanting this 38-inch mini mare, isn't it?
I was really hoping to make a deposit and that they would hold it for me, but now I'm out. Now I'm out because of that.
This horse has no redeeming value at all. It's like nothing. They went to sales school on how not to sell something, that one.
Let me just give you worst case. It's this.
Sarah sent this one, another short one. Coming 2-year-old filly, April 2026. Gypsy, Icelandic, and quarter horse. She is not sound pasture pet, located in Weed, California. How'd you like to say you live in Weed, California?
Can I just back up to the fact they said coming 2-year-old filly, April of 2026. So it's a yearling.
And it's a not sound pasture pet. What happened to that poor horse? Now
well,
I feel
the pictures
bad.
Are not, yeah, not great.
I can't even see the head in the picture. Where's the head?
No, you can't. It's just four legs and there's some sort
headless.
Of weird. It does look headless.
They don't want your body. I don't know what you do with a 2-year-old pasture pet, I guess. How much they want for that?
I don't know. I have more questions than answers, and this is getting me down a road if we need to save it. So okay. Let's move on. No Soul Alyssa sent the next one in. And this is on the NH Equestrians Facebook page. I'm assuming that's New Hampshire, I guess. Sully is a 16.33-year-old.
Oh, wait a minute. This one's missing all the periods that were up above.
Yeah, they should share. The only period in here is in the 16.3. Oh, and it's misspelled. Okay, cool. Here we go. Read them as written. Sully is a 16.33-year-old TB. He is in his Ackward phase. He win Phil Stout. He gonna be stunning. He not spooky and good to ride easy. To tack puts his head down to bride. He show horse this spring.
Punctuation is important, isn't it? It really is. Spelling's important too, actually. But
there's a little squiggle that happens when you misspell things, and your phone literally fixes it. How did you not just let it fix it?
I don't know. Stephanie Phil and Melissa sent this one in. They're both in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Horses Facebook page. These are very short.
Oh, this one's cute.
Yeah, also no punctuation. We either have multiple punctuation or no punctuation. It's kind of cute, though. Here's the gray. He's a 3-year-old gilding, not started very genteel. How to broke leads ties well. We live near Mount Hoop. They even spelled the name of the town wrong. I have no idea what this horse is. I really don't. He's a 3-year-old gilding, apparently.
There's two words that are always misspelled.
Gilding.
And I feel like we should have kept track of over these last 16, 15 years of all the different gelding spellings, but also gentle is never spelled right.
No, it isn't. You're right. Gentle's never spelled
Gentile.
Right. But most of the time they get the name of their town spelled right.
Not here. Maybe there is. Maybe it is Mount Hoop, not Mount Hope.
I'll look.
Let's see if there's a Mount. Okay. Hoop. Yeah, see if there's a Mount Hoop, Wisconsin, because that's there. I bet there could be. Probably not. All right, the next one comes from.
Nope, it's Mount Hope.
Okay, Mount Hoopy is not a place. Clark, the winner of today's prize, sent this one in, and this is a really bad trailer. Ad starter kit. Oh my god. Wait a second.
This is the first.
It says that he just shared it. Okay, because it's like has his name and that's how we spell really on really bad ads. So I mean he's participating. This is from the Facebook page called is that Facebook? Swip Swap Middle Burge Stark. Oh, I think in then Palatka. Yeah. Oh, that's like
where your mom
great
was.
Town. Yeah. $200 OBO. What you see is what you get. My brother bought it and parked it at my house and doesn't want to do anything with it. He bought it without a title and only a bill of sale, so can only provide bill of sale. Thank you. Can deduce that one. I believe it was an old trailer home frame.
It literally is what's left of a frame with four wheels on it. There's nothing else. There's just the frame. There's nothing. There's not even a hitch. There's nothing. It is the barest of any ad we've ever seen. There's nothing. They want $200 for that.
It's too, like, I mean, I'm no expert on parts of cars, but I think those are called axles.
Yep.
And there's, like, it looks like there's two tires and two axles and, like,
a little square frame. Yeah, I don't know what you do with that.
I'm sorry. If that doesn't come without a title, I'm not buying it. Oh, okay.
But we all know the brother that would drop it off at your house and never pick it up again. It would be parked there forever. We all have that brother.
I know that guy.
Yeah. Caitlin sent this one in. By the way, congratulations, Clark, on winning the prize. Probably that ad won it for you. Caitlin sent this one in. Hunter Jumper and EQ Unico. That's the name of the page. Got a finished Hunt Jumory.
Jumor.
Is that a certain thing or just spell it? I don't know.
I think there's no P.
Okay. Road rated OU to surround 3-foot areas. Advanced dressage moves. Looking to trade for nice F-250 or relating vehicle.
I think I figured it out. The P key on there their keyboard doesn't work.
Oh,
so all their P's turn to O's.
It is. That's you're right. They're all supposed to be P's. I love it's a jumper that does advanced dressage moves too.
Oh, but you know what? Just give me a damn truck.
This is a husband that got it, and he's got it in the divorce, and now he's getting rid of it because he wants the truck.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. And this P key doesn't work. He needs a new phone, too. Savannah sent this one in. Arkansas Ponies and Horses. Offering him now for a cheaper price will go up when I start working with him. How many thousands of times have we had that in an ad?
Yeah. No punctuation either. So live with that.
Offering him now for a cheaper price will go up when I start working with him. 3-year-old TB. Started on racetrack, then trail. He smart, good head on him. Just put shoes on him, stood still. He looking for his person. It's like a haiku, too. Just put shoes on him, stood still. He looking for his person. Message for info. He's cute, though. That's a cute thoroughbred, I gotta say.
I've never once in an ad ever been looking through an ad and be like, you know what? I'll take him. He stood still for his shoes.
He's kind of cute.
What a deal. Faye sent the next one in. And this is from the Facebook page, Quality Horses in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia.
I think we get a lot from this page.
I think we do, too.
Yes.
I think... I'll take 2K for him this week. He needs to go. He just needs a good cowboy that can't get through his quirks. I just don't have time. I'm located in Hendersonville, North Carolina. 10 years old, grade, gelding, 15 hands, teeth just done, new coggins and shots. You can ride him, but he can be a real asshole.
It says that too.
Don't message me asking questions that have answers in this post. I won't reply.
I bet he won't either. I bet he won't. I love that we got a 15-hand horse that still has big problems. You're going to need a cowboy to handle
And you one. Know that they have not done anything with this horse for years, and they were like, y'all, it's time for him to go. So you know what? Round him up, bring him up here. We're going to give him some shots and float his teeth so he can be sold.
I'm not an expert on confirmation, but this horse looks weird to me. There's something strange about the shape of this horse.
You know what we say about horses like this, Glenn?
What's
when
it?
We're in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia, we say, bless his heart.
Looks like it was put together by a committee. Alicia sent this one in. Alicia's one of our regulars. Horse trailer, $1,500 in Mount Morris. That might be spelled right.
Oh, this is Craigslist. Yeah. That.
2-horse straight load trailer with living quarters. Toilet was removed, though. Makes you wonder why.
Where did they go?
I just saw the picture. Had extra beams welded on for reinforcement of the floor, probably because the last horse fell to the ground. Living quarters door got blown off in a bad storm. Screen door still on with makeshift door over it. Tires have around 1,000 miles on them. Do you see the picture of this tank?
They might have 1,000 miles on them, but they've also been sitting in the woods with the weeds grown up around them for 15 years.
This is one of those old goosenecks that's made of steel that weighs about 5 million pounds. You're going to need a 2-ton truck to haul this baby, and it's all falling apart. The thing looks like it's 50 years old.
You know what they did, though?
$1,500.
Okay. So yeah. So the door that got blown off is now a wooden pallet that they have nailed.
Yes, it is.
And they have helmets hanging on the outside of the door because it's wood.
And they didn't weed whack, of course, because nobody weed whacks around their trailers. So you really can't see the bottom of the trailer at all. I don't know about the 1,000-mile tires because you can't see them.
Oh my God, this is a complete disaster. Where is the toilet?
I know. I want to know, too, what happened to the toilet. Maybe we don't.
Okay, another page that we get a lot of things from is the Oklahoma Horse. I think this is the connection page, and I found this one because we have never had one that does this. And so, Glenn, I would just like to read, just seeing if anyone would be interested in trading a bumper pull horse trailer. Please, okay. No 2-horse straight loads. I have a mare that doesn't fit in these. What do they want to trade for? They would like to trade, quote, for a full body mount melanistic springbok that's museum quality. Look at the picture, please.
It's like one of those little African deer thing.
It's a stuffed deer. It's a dead stuffed deer. They're trying to trade this dead stuffed deer for a 2-horse trailer.
I know a lot of horse people be interested in that.
I mean, who doesn't want to get rid of their trailer to have a springbok museum quality deer stuffed in their house? By the way, did you steal that from a museum? Like, I'm kind of feeling, I'm getting some stolen vibes here.
It's Oklahoma. I don't think you want to know where they got this.
Oh, good God. why would Oklahoma have a springbok? Isn't that like some sort of like African
animal?
Yeah,
they come in like large thousands at a time. You see them running across the savannah, right?
You know what? I always say that I would like to follow up on this, but nobody ever gives me the phone number. I'm going to go find it right now. you know what? I sent this one in. I want to know. I'm going to find out.
All right. Well, let's hear. Shannon has the last one today. She recorded it for us.
Hey, this is Shannon calling from Northern Virginia with a really ad. It's actually a really good ad, and it's for a dog at my local county animal shelter, Loudoun County Animal Shelter. And he's a super cute pit bull, and the ad is just really well done, and I desperately want somebody to take this pup home. So here it goes. Have you ever wanted to snuggle a baked potato? Maybe spend your evenings gazing at the stars, wishing for a snuggly space bud to call your very own. Potato emoji. Well, we're here to tell you that your moment has arrived. Jupiter just landed from 2 back-to-back foster sleepovers, and this certified celestial carb brought home glowing reviews from his fosters. Couch cuddles. Mission accomplished. Jupiter went into snuggle mode and earned top marks as the comfiest, best-behaved house guest in the galaxy. Walkies around the block. He cruised the neighborhood like a pro and wowed his hosts with all of his tricks. Did we mention he's a rocket scientist? Sploot patrol activated. Jupiter loves stretching out like a space potato pancake and keeping careful watch over the galaxy, or at least the front yard. Ready to give Jupiter a home on your planet? Stop by the shelter to meet him. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, if anybody wants a super cute, sweet, beautiful pit bull, he is at the Loudoun County Animal Shelter. All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Giant potato.
Let's review, Jamie. These people that fostered got the perfect Jupiter dog. You got kennel cough.
That's all I wanted was that, and I got this.
You got kennel cough. Thank you,
poor
Shannon.
Winston Homer. I'm sorry. And the dog wasn't even nice to him.
Send your ads in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. We'll start a new round of prizes.
Just so you know, I did find the springbok on the Oklahoma Horse Connection page, and I have inquired. Can I please ask where the springbok came from?
You don't
from?
Want to know. Do you know how many illegal hunting farms there probably are in Oklahoma?
I want to know. I need to know. So we'll see.
And guess what? They won't put the turnpike through one of those. They'll put it through your house.
No, of course.
Yeah. No.
All right. Let's... rings and cockfighting rings, and they're going to go through my house. It's fine.
Yeah. Tiger Joe or whatever his name was really ruined it for Oklahoma.
Yeah. Damn Tiger King.
All right, that's it for today. Auditors, hang on. I have the monthly auditor report for you after. And Jamie, you have a fantastic time celebrating somebody's retirement this weekend.
Yeah, everybody have a great... I did get him a card. And what do you get? A, you know, 40-something, almost 50-year-old fighter pilot for a card. So I got him this card and you hold it and it says, I got you something. And then he opens it up and it says, you're holding it.